our Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 28. The first verse of Genesis 3 introduces Satan. And we're going to speak on Satan this morning. Not much is said about him there other than his introduction. But his slimy trail runs throughout the Bible. And we get a true picture of him in the text I want to read this morning. You have what he was before his fall, what he was when God created him. He must have been a powerful personality. Then you have him in what Isaiah tells us, how he fell. And then some of his characteristics. There are only 15 verses and the four passages I want to read. And I so trust you'll bear with me and jot down. If you can't catch the text, jot them down and take them home and read them. Ezekiel 28. Now he's referring to Cyrus. Cyrus was a powerful king over a powerful kingdom. Much in this chapter refers to Cyrus. But then you come to some verses that go beyond Cyrus. And refer to a powerful personality behind the throne. Verse 12. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom, and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, gold. 9 of those gems were seen on the breastplate of the high priest, so there seems to be a priestly capacity here. The workmanship of thy tablets and thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. He was a created being. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth in the tabernacle, the temple, there were these cherubims that covered the throne of God. And this has reference to him. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. And I have set thee so, or appointed thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. And many times in Scripture that illustrates the presence of God. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. There you have a description of this angelic being, like the most powerful personality that God ever created. Now his fall in Isaiah chapter 14. Chapter 14 and verse 5. Here is his fall. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground which didst shake the nations? Thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation, the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. 5 times he said, I will, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the Lord. There you have him in his past, before sin entered, and when he sinned. Now there's another description in Revelation chapter 12. Here you have some of the names and the characteristics of Satan. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was there found place any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, and that old serpent, now he'd been called the dragon, now the serpent, the one who's referred to in Genesis 3:1, called devil, there's his next name, and Satan, there's his fourth, which deceiveth the whole world. He's a deceiver. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. The Lord Jesus said, I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser, there's another name of him, the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, and this is not too far ahead, it's the future, because he knoweth he hath but a short time. My final text is John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer. There's another description, a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh of a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. He is also an angel of light. He's a roaring lion. He's called the wicked one a number of times. He's called the adversary, and he's a thief. All these are descriptions of Satan. He's a thief, for you read over in Matthew 13, when the seed is sown, then cometh the wicked one and stealeth it out of their hearts. And he's in that business every time you hear the gospel. He's been here every time I preach, and any other preacher. And as the word of God is preached and sown in human hearts, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away, stealeth away the seed. He doesn't want it to take root. Now we come to this character, this personality, this fierce personality known to us as Satan, and all these other words that we've been referring to. And if anything that should cause man to throw his whole weight upon the presence and power of God is of the doctrine of Satan. We're no match for Satan. We need utter dependence upon God. Sinner is no match for the wiles of the wicked one. Neither is the Christian. We need God's help and God's help alone. When you think of the conflict that's going on in the world today, a fierce conflict, there was a time when there was no conflict, when there was eternal calm and harmony and love. And the Lord Jesus refers to that time over in Proverbs 8, I think it was. He says, then I was by thee as one bucked up with thee. I was daily thy delight, basking always before thee. That was a wonderful scene. The Father rejoicing in the Son. There was no conflict then. Christ refers to the glory I had with thee before the world was. There was nothing then to mar that wonderful harmony and happiness. Nothing in any way to infringe upon that glory. Then he speaks of the time when the morning stars, the angels, sang together. All the sons of God shouted for joy. These are only three scriptures that tell us of that eternal harmony and happiness and love that existed until that was broken and a conflict began. That was when Satan sinned and was cast out of heaven, as we read in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. Conflict means opposition. He shall be as God. We'll have something more to say about that next Sunday. How Satan deceived Eve. Yes, opposition to the Almighty. Conflict means rebellion, adversity. An adversary is at work, and he's found as an adversary. So what happened to bring into this world someone who's opposing God? His object is to rebel against God. His object is to destroy God's marvelous universe. That personality was Satan. When sin against God, he says, I will ascend into the hill of the Lord. I will be like the Most High. He looked at that throne. He knew that mighty power, and he wanted it. And God cast him out of heaven, and he came down to earth. And he's been busy ever since. When you stop to think of this conflict that's raging, if you want to know something of this, you should read the book of Daniel, especially chapter 10, where you have a fierce conflict of spiritual, powerfully spiritual personalities who had power over kings. They seemed to dwell in the very capitals of the nations of the earth. God had them. Michael, Gabriel, you'll find them in combat in Daniel. Then you have the prince of Persia, the prince of Grecia, and they were Satan's personalities. They were fighting against who? They were fighting against Gabriel and Michael. They even held Gabriel up for 21 days. Until Michael came to his assistance. And this is very solemn. Why was there so much satanic activity? Why do we find these powerful personalities of the devil behind the thrones of these men? They're trying to maneuver and control the power of that throne. Not only in Persia and in Grecia, but in Babylon. And also in Rome. You see it in Babylon when he tried to execute the three Hebrew children and had them thrown into the fiery furnace. But God saw they survived. Who was behind Daniel being cast into the lion's den? The devil. And Israel is the object of all this satanic activity. You find that in Revelation 12, where you have a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. And she's got 12 stars upon her head, the 12 tribes of Israel. It speaks of the nation of Israel. And she's travailing greatly with child. And the great red dragon is waiting for her to bring forth the man child that he might devour him. That's the children of Israel, the nation of Israel, who travailed to bring forth the Messiah, and she did. And the dragon persecuted the woman that brought forth the man-child. And all this fierce conflict in the heavenlies is Satan's hatred against the nation of Israel. Because God used that nation to give the world His word. And through that nation, the Messiah, the Redeemer, was to come. And let me tell you, that nation has few friends on earth today. Little Israel. These angels are working behind the throne in China and most of the third world, and the Russians especially, the PLO, and some of the Arab nations in the Middle East. Who are they after? Little Israel. Were it not for the United States and God's mighty angels, little Israel would be wiped from the face of the earth. But God is protecting Israel till his mind, will, and purpose concerning that nation is accomplished. These are some of the things relative to what you read in Daniel. Relative to this personality, once one of God's greatest created beings. You say, I'm not interested in these world empires and the power behind those thrones. There you have those four world powers, Babylonia, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome. And they are the four great world powers. And the devil likely behind a lot that's going on in empires. Not included in those four. But what about you today? I'm coming down to you. And if there's a mighty conflict going on, a struggle, in world capitals, between God's princes, and he calls them princes, and the devil's princes, the devil's princes are in control of the prince and power of the air, and that's Satan. But there's a conflict going on while I'm preaching. Not in a world capital, but in your heart. It's a conflict between God and Satan. God wants to reach you and rescue you from Satan's power. God would like to make your little heart his throne. The devil would like to do the same, make your heart his throne. And what a conflict goes on when the Spirit of God tries to speak to men and women about spiritual things, and don't forget their mighty things. Things that are eternal, that which pertains to a soul that's going to live and last forever, either in heaven or in hell. God is doing his best to see that you be saved. The devil's doing his best to see that you're not. And so we'll come now to the names and nature of the devil. First of all, he's the serpent, as you'll see him in Eden's garden. We'll have more to say about that next week. A serpent bites. It poisons its victim until it dies, and then it devours it. I was in a museum in Raleigh when I first came down south years ago. I didn't like it too much. But they had a big snake, and several of them. I said, how do you feed these? He said, we give them rats. He said, I'll show you. And he threw a big old rat in there. And hadn't been there long. Of course, it went to the other corner. But the snake began moving. And he struck. And he drew back. It wasn't long, the old rat just keeled over. And then the snake bit. Yes, a snake bite. Frostbite is bad, a dog bite is bad, a snake bite bad. But the devil's bitten you with sin. And sin is coursing through your veins. That awful poison, sin. Sin working in our bodies bring forth fruit unto death. And you've bitten. you can't see them. And men and women get some pain sometimes and miseries because of that poison. Satan is a servant. I'll tell you, he's doing his dirty business hour after hour, day after day. And I trust you realize that poison that's running through your veins today, a nature that's against God. Sin. A sinful nature. Not only is he a serpent, he's a deceiver. The devil is constantly busy. Since he was cast out of heaven, he's been trying to get angels and men to rebel against God, just like he did. He rebelled against the Almighty, and a lot followed him. Not only did he fall from heaven, there were many angels fell with him. We read about the devil and his angels. Not only angels, but men have joined in this rebellion against the Almighty. Born in your little heart, there is rebellion. You see it in a little baby. If it doesn't want something, it'll let you know. He's a little rebel. And he'll cry and scream to get his way. That's part of the human nature, sin. But oh, the rebellious nature of the human heart when it comes to salvation. God is trying to save you. He's trying to make you his own. He'd like to put away your sins, give you peace and everlasting life. But you're rebelling, strange, isn't it? Rebelling against becoming a Christian? Rebelling against becoming a child of God, rebelling against the possibility of going to heaven, strange, yet true. Rebellion in the human heart. Yes, Satan can be called many other names. Not only is he a deceiver, he's a rebel, he deceiveth the whole world. We'll mention that next Sunday when he says, ye shall be as gods. Oh, the deception of the wicked one. You could say, he's false. Also, he's untrue, has untruth. And he's dishonest. All these things are true of Satan. Remember one time talking about deception. This man, he was an evangelist, naturally. He had a love for souls. He wanted to see people saved. And he noticed night after night people would come and go and didn't get saved. He went, why is this? And he had a dream. It's in Traveler's Guide book. I have one somewhere in my library. I got it, brought it south when I came down 51 years ago. And here this man had a dream of Satan sitting on his throne. And out for him were his angels. And the devil says, who will go forth to deceive the inhabitants of the earth? One angel spoke up, I will go. And what will you tell them? I'll tell them there's no God. I'll tell them that man just dies like a beast, and that's it. That won't deceive them. Another angel speaks up. What will you tell them? I'll tell them there is a God. I'll tell them that he's a God of love. I'll tell them that he gave his son to die to save man. The man might be saved. The devil says that won't deceive them. You're telling them the truth. But he says, I'll say, put it off. Lots of time. Don't get saved now. The devil says, go. You will deceive me. The demon of procrastination. If ever I've seen a demon operate in my 51 years of evangelistic work, it's that demon of procrastination. devil love. Devil doesn't mind you knowing the gospel. A lot about the gospel, he just doesn't want you to believe it. And you can know everything about the gospel, and if you don't believe it, you're going to share the same hell as a Stalin and as a Hitler. Yes, he's a deceiver. Put it off. Do nothing about it. Wait till the future. He's a liar. What a liar. Tells you that in that verse in John chapter 8. He is a liar and the father of it. Yes, he is a liar. He'll tell you to forget this business of being saved. Don't get saved. Have a good time. Or you can do the best you can. After all, God won't punish you. Sin. There's no heaven, there's no hell. Do the best you can. Join the church. Be baptized. Christ is enough. He's a liar. The Bible says he's a liar and a father of it. How many men and women today are believing the lies of the devil rather than listening to the voice of God? He's the dragon. And he's called the great red dragon. He's brutal. He's remorseless. He's cruel. Christ refers to that old woman whom Satan hath bound low these 18 years. Yes, he's cruel. He's fierce. He's red. He believes in slaughter. He thirsts for blood. He's a revolutionary. The forces today that are revolutionary have a red flag as their insignia. Satan is a murderer. What does he care for the millions that die or killed or crushed or take their own lives?